All right, how's everybody doing? Welcome to Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday, that's right. And we are at 5:30 right now. How about that? I told you we were going to have a special guest at 5:30, and I did not lie. So I am excited. I'm Mike Jeffers, of course, Chicago Jazz Magazine, chicagojazz.com, and the Director of Entertainment and Programming at the Epiphany Center for the Arts, right there at 201 South Ashland Avenue. Thanks to the theme song, Craig Pilo out there in L.A. I always love that. Got to give him a shout out. But 201 South Ashland Avenue, Epiphany Center for the Arts. We are opening up in September with live music in a COVID-safe environment, along with a lot of other special surprises soon to be announced. So be sure to check out epiphanyshy.com for all the information. And I am excited to have on. We're doing a doubleheader today, so I'm doing episode 68 right now, and then episode 69 a little bit later this evening. But first off, 5:30 p.m., we have a special guest, good friend of mine, Mr. Frank Catalano is here. And how are you, Frank?
Doing good. Good to see you, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, I wanted to have you on because I know we've been trying to connect, and both of our schedules have been nuts. But also, you've got some performances coming up at Andy's Jazz Club, and I know you're close with all of the different jazz clubs here in Chicago, so it's an exciting time that they're finally opening back up in a COVID-safe way and allowing to have live music happening. And I know you've been friends with the owners over there for many, 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 many years, and I know you've played there many times, so I'm glad that you're going to be doing three nights. So you're going to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Andy's Jazz Club, 11 East Hubbard, two shows a night, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and everybody needs to get reservations at andysjazzclub.com because obviously with the COVID safety measures they're putting in, it's very important everyone puts a reservation in first, gets there, wears a mask, all that good stuff. But I'm glad you're finally playing. You're playing live. It's got to feel good to actually get out and actually do some performing, right?
Oh, totally, because I'm used to playing, you know, 300 shows, at least 250 shows a year, and 4 months with no concerts, my brain is kind of melting on me, I think. So, hey, I don't know what to say except for I'm real excited about Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this weekend. Andy's. And yeah, I always love playing Andy's. I haven't played there too much the last couple years. I used to play there all the time, so I'm happy to be back and playing. And yeah, I'm friends with, you know, Chris and Jeff and Brandon and Scott and Casey and yep. Tim and everybody at Andy's. So this is going to be fun. And yeah, please make a reservation and come on out and party with us.
I think if I read correctly, I got an email from Chris maybe about a week ago, if I'm remembering correct. I think their max capacity is right around 40 people, right? I believe that's what it is over there.
I think so. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and you usually sell the place out. I know I've played with you over there back in the day, and I know you play there. Every time you play there, there's, what is it, like 150 people there usually. It's like packed during normal times. So, I mean, you want to make sure you make a reservation, make sure you get there early so they can get in and all that good stuff. So the shows are 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., andysjazzclub.com. And, of course, I have a link up right here underneath your Skype feed, catalanomusic.com, so everybody can head over there, too, to find out more about Frank and buy all the recordings and see all the videos and everything else you have happening. But so who's before we move on to some other things, I mean, you're going to be there on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Who's going to be playing with you? Is it a regular band or is it a quartet?
We're just going to do a trio because we kind of figured like between the social distancing aspect, so I can kind of be, you know, back on the stage and rather far away from the audience, and which is hard to do if you have drums. So we're not going to go with drums. And also in talking, you know, with Chris and Andy's, he was thinking, you know, normally I have no problem filling up the room volume-wise with my saxophone. So to have saxophone plus drums, I know me and Jimmy Chamberlain have played there several times. Me and you used to play there all the time. So just kind of in a way to keep the volume down a little bit because, you know, normally there'd be 150 people and then it would turn over, there'd be another 150 people, and maybe even another, you know. So when you're used to playing for maybe, you know, 300 people or more over the course of the evening, now going down to what might be, you know, a fraction of that, due to these COVID rules, we just kind of felt like keeping the volume a little bit less than normal would make sense. But I'm still planning on playing as energetically as as normal and whatnot. And Tom Vitsitz is going to play piano, and Greg Geary is going to play bass. So me, you, and Tom used to play together regularly, and I'm looking forward to that. And Greg Geary, you know, has done a bunch of stuff. The Chicago Jazz Festival with me last year and played with me a lot. So I think this will be an all-star trio, and it'll definitely be fun.
Well, I know I can speak for Jimmy Chamberlain when I say this, that, you know, the fact that you don't have drums, I would actually just eliminate the piano player and have drums. But, you know, hey, that's just me. And I'm sure Jimmy would give me a thumbs up on that one, too. But no, in all honesty, I mean, I think that's a great plan. Obviously, Tommy playing with Vitsitz, I mean, it's going to be, you know, a lot of energy flying around there. And it's kind of going to be one of those things too, where it's going to be actually a unique opportunity to see you play in a real intimate setting, because I mean, with only 40 people per set, you're going to have more of a listening aspect over at Andy's. Cause I know a lot of times, you know, playing and stuff, I mean, all the energy and everything popping and everything, and everybody's cheering and everybody's dancing and moving around and all that stuff. This is going to be more of kind of an intimate thing, especially with piano, bass, and sax. You're going to be able to probably play some, maybe a few different things than you would normally at Andy's, just because of the packed audience and everybody talking and all that stuff in between tunes. Sometimes it's just a little bit different vibe, right?
Yeah, definitely. And probably going to keep, you know, some originals of mine that I like to play, but we're definitely going to do a lot more standards, a lot of stuff that I haven't maybe done for a while. This last week I was going through the album I did with Von Freeman. You know, a lot of standards on that. Actually, right now, we're remixing the album I do with David Sanborn for Surround Sound 5.1, so I'm pretty excited about that. So Bye Bye Blackbird will be re-released soon in Surround Sound, and it's like, well, some of these standards I still play a lot, but many I don't. In some cases, that Von Freeman album that I did for Dark is, you know, over 20 years old. So wow. A lot of those standards I really haven't even played much in 20 years. So to me, I'm just excited. And really, you know, it's been over 4 months for me. Fun things. I did fun Zoom masterclass with the Berklee College of Music students recently. And, you know, all that stuff is fun. But nothing really beats, you know, playing in front of a live audience, at least to me. And that's really my favorite thing to do. I like going in the studio, don't get me wrong, all that stuff, but I like performing in front of people.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, let's talk a little bit about what you've been doing. I know that, you know, in addition to Andy's, you've always had a steady with the Green Mill, so it's great to see Dave back up and running and getting things going over there again as well. And you knew he was going to do that. He's always determined to keep things moving forward no matter what the situation is. So that's awesome. But that regular set that you usually have hasn't been happening because obviously everything's been closed. Now, you're also out in New York a heck of a lot too, because you live half time there, half time in Chicago. So where were you when the whole shutdown happened?
Well, this has been a weird year for me. My wife and I bought our condo in Greenwich Village about 4 or 5 years ago, and have been spending a lot of time in New York. But I mean, you know, between touring and, you know, Japan and Europe and the rest of the United States, I would say we're probably like a few days in Chicago, a few days in New York, and then for the rest of the month, just on the road. And that stopped actually in January, because I was playing at Birdland in New York, and a couple nice people came and rushed the stage and had some stuff for me to sign, and I missed the last step, and I rolled my ankle, and I broke my ankle. I knew it was hurting, and I was alternating sets with Kurt Elling's band, and I wanted to say hi to them and whatnot, so I pretty much left there. I got in the cab, I got home, and then my ankle was, by that time, probably the size of a cantaloupe. Then by, I would say, like, you know, I don't know, 7 or 8 a.m. It was like the same. So my wife took me to the emergency room at Lunatics Hospital there, which is normally walking distance is only two blocks from our apartment, but I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you broke it in two places. So they recommended a surgery, and I ended up talking to my friend Robert Gay, who used to play drums with me and would play drums on the Mike Werner album. He's an anesthesiologist at Northwestern, and he's like, hey, Frank, we need to get you back to Chicago so my friends can look out for you. And Dr. Clickin, the ankle surgeon, you know, made sure to take good care of me. And I really wanted to get healed up by mid-March because I had a tour that started in France at the end of March, and I was so excited. Of course, my ankle was actually good enough to walk and do stuff with, which is rare, but then COVID had come back and all the concerts had been canceled. I was actually back in New York playing some concerts the 9th, 10th of March. I went out on the 11th with my friend Andrea that runs the Dario Woodwinds, and they make my saxophone reeds, and my birthday is March 12th. So she was taking me out for my birthday, and sure enough, like at about like 9, 10 o'clock on the 11th, they had issued the travel ban, and then I decided to come home, you know, come back to Chicago the next day because I didn't want Sona coming to New York, and I could tell people in New York were already pretty nervous. I got back to Chicago. Everyone was nervous on the flight. I played Dorian's that I love to play on March 14th. And then like a day or two later, they had already, you know, issued, you know, the shutdown of everything. So I did get back, you know, March 12th on my birthday. And I did play Dorian's like the next day or whatnot. And then everything has been shut down since. So basically... Been drinking a lot of Drambuie, smoking some cigars in the backyard. My neighbors put on a pretty awesome, unofficial and highly illegal fireworks display, which was entertaining. That went to about 6 a.m. So here you go. You know.
Well, at least you're practiced in some levels, right? I mean, you know, you're
oh, yeah.
The Drambuie and the cigars and the fireworks, you're all good. And now you get to play live again. So you know, you just pick that back up. But I mean, you've been doing some, you were telling me offline, not a, you know, before we jumped on, about you've been doing some Zoom things, you've been doing some different things, like with artists or different master classes and things like that throughout the country, right? I mean, that's pretty much what's been happening for you as far as playing goes, or doing connection with any sort of music, wasn't it? Isn't it?
Well, what's weird is I'm 43 now. A lot of people that have known me for a long time remember my, you know, albums, you know, for Delmark and, you know, playing with Charles Erlin and all those guys, Randy Brecker, when I was like 17, 18, 19. So even though I'm 43, I still have a lot of people that are a little bit older than me that somehow still think like maybe I should be like 21 or 22 instead of 43. So it is funny that all this time has gone by crazily fast. I mean, for me, it's just like someone snapped their fingers and 25 years went by. But what is interesting to me is that I like playing in front of people. I like when people are, you know, up for hearing me play, etc. But I had no idea now with Skype and Zoom especially and this other stuff, how many people like from all over the world are looking to do little interviews and master classes and stuff. And I feel like I like being face-to-face with people, and I like doing master classes and concerts and clinics in person. But, you know, right now, especially with COVID and just trying to stay safe, I do feel like it's been a fun way to still connect with people and do stuff and, you know, talk about music and past stuff and about all the cool future concerts that are going on. Because I did enter this year with, you know, a couple hundred gigs on the books, and I was thinking like, wow, this is just going to be, you know, beyond awesome. I know no one was expecting, you know, to have to deal with all the stuff we've been dealing with. And also my heart goes out to everyone that's, you know, sick. My father-in-law is 89, and he went golfing on 4th of July with his good friend who's maybe about 80, who got diagnosed with COVID yesterday.
Oh,
so now I know that, man. Like, as we speak, they're taking my father-in-law to the hospital to get checked out. He's not showing any signs, but being up there in age and whatnot, and he's in great shape for his age and a cool guy, But yeah, it's just scary stuff. And both of us, I remember we were talking last week, know plenty of people that have passed away of COVID. And I know, like, at first, myself included, you know, I was thinking, like, oh, well, maybe this is getting blown out of proportion a little bit. But all you have to do is spend, you know, an afternoon in New York to see how, you know, serious it is.
Right.
In Chicago, I don't feel we've gotten hit quite as bad. Like, the intensity isn't there. But, you know, with numbers rising in other states and stuff, it's a scary thing. So I just say we all make sure to kind of roll with the punches and try to stay safe. And, you know, hopefully things keep opening up like they are, and that'll be a good thing. And then hopefully by middle of next year or beginning of next year, you know, things will be more back to normal. Yeah, I don't know if things are going to ever 100% get back to normal. But
I mean,
you know me. I love giving people hugs. I volunteer out to the street club all the time. Yeah. You give people hugs. I don't know if I'm going to go back to hugging people like I used to. Maybe like air hugs. I don't know. But if you just come up to someone and go like this, it doesn't really look like an air hug. It looks like you're, you know, trying to string. I don't know.
Well, you know what though? I think you're right on track, and it's interesting because New York is so much more dense than Chicago, but both cities and both states really just shut down completely, and they stayed shut down, and now we're seeing the benefits of us being so shut down that you're able to go play at Andy's, as opposed to if you look in the South where they didn't necessarily shut all the way down, and I think people didn't take it quite as seriously. They're seeing the ramifications of that. So hopefully everybody can chill out and wear a mask and be socially distant, and then you can have a good time. You just got to be very, very aware of your surroundings these days. But I know Chris and Jeff and everybody over at Andy's, everything's going to be safe. I know Chris has been doing some live streaming stuff before he was able to open back up, and I can remember talking to musicians, and he was very, very safe about letting even musicians into the place, making sure everybody was cool, everything was clean, everybody was socially distant. So I know playing over there this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday for you is going to be great. It's going to be great for Andy's too. So hopefully everybody gets out there and you can sell out all those shows, because I know Andy's is struggling and they need to try to recoup some sort of cash flow from being shut. I mean, you know, I mean, all these clubs, man, they close down, and that's their livelihood of having as many people as possible come through the door. So when this stuff happens, it's not good for the musicians, but it's also horrible for any club owner, any restaurant owner, you know. So let's talk a little bit, because speaking of performances, and I don't want to, we'll have you back on before this happens, but I'm excited because you're going to actually be playing at the Epiphany Center for the Arts in the fall, September 17th, as part of our Sanctuary Jazz Night there on Thursday night. So that's going to be exciting. You got to come by the way, and check the whole joint out maybe next week. But
I'm excited.
What else do you have happening in the near future outside of the Andy's thing? Are you doing any live stream, or is there any releases coming out or anything we should make sure everybody knows about?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be several live streams going on, you know, probably more for like Yamaha and D'Addario, and for sure, I'm working on like a more formal video for Jody Jazz, Jody Espina, that makes my saxophone mouthpieces, and a cool guy, Daniel from Singapore, is kind of producing that video series, and I know we'll do a bunch of live streams next month in conjunction with that. And I was supposed to go to Singapore for some concerts that Daniel had lined up, so hopefully I get to do those next year. You know, I was supposed to do the Epiphany Center, I think it was May 7th.
Yeah, we were talking about doing it in May. Yep.
I'm glad that that's now happening, because I'm really stoked about that. St. Charles Jazz Festival, I'm glad they asked me to headline that again, and I got a nice email about that last week. So glad that that'll be going on in September, and some other festivals and stuff. I was supposed to play Metropolis Performing Arts Center, but I know that's been rescheduled for, or is being rescheduled for, I believe, the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So some stuff ended up being completely canceled, but a lot of stuff is being, you know, rescheduled where it can. I think Sunside Club in Paris and a couple of performing arts centers that I had in France, I think since it was canceled for April this year, it's being moved to April next year. I I do a lot of sitting in and jamming with the Violent Femmes rock band. I know I did Riot Fest with them last year, and I'm supposed to do some, hopefully, a little more jamming this year. And stuff like the Red Rocks concert and all that stuff that was supposed to happen last month all is getting rescheduled to next year. So it seems like a lot of stuff is getting rescheduled, but I mean, the next few months are going to be pretty busy, even just with Andy's Epiphany, the live stream things, St. Charles Jazz Festival, and I'm supposed to, you know, I have my regular shows at Birdland in New York, which I love. So in September, doing the Coltrane tribute stuff that's been on the books. It looks like the last sets of shows have had to be canceled, but looking forward to do those and, you know, being back in New York because I haven't been there for 4 months, you know, largely for safety and whatever, but it's kind of like I'm ready to, at least in a cautious way, be back and do some shows. So, the next couple months should be pretty busy, provided everything stays on the trajectory that it is right now.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, and it's good. I'm glad you said the St. Charles Jazz Fest and Birdland and stuff, because obviously it's going to be a lot different than it was last year, but before COVID. But I mean, at least they're pushing forward and they're making something happen. And if they make something happen and it works, which I'm sure it will, it'll just help to progress the entire music scene. So, you know, that's the entire goal right now. But of course, everybody's got to stay safe. Everybody's got to stay socially distant in order for that to happen. So, all right. So we'll head everybody over to andysjazzclub.com. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. show, 9 p.m. show. Reservations. You have to get reservations from andysjazzclub.com or give them a call because they're trying to get advanced reservations so that you're not standing on the street socially distant for like 3 hours waiting to get in to see Frank Catalano. Although I'm sure they wouldn't mind it, but I think it would be a little bit better for you if you actually had a reservation. So just a word of caution, you know. But hey, Frank, thanks for jumping on. I appreciate it as always. It's always great to talk to you and hang and all that good stuff. And hopefully we'll be hanging in person sometime soon. And maybe we'll have a Catalano sidecar from Drambuie there shortly as well, huh?
I think one or three would be good. One usually turns into at least two, if not three. But yes, that sounds great. Yeah, I really appreciate it, Mike.
It usually turns into three or four, actually. But you know, we don't have to talk about that.
Who counts after three?
All right, man. Hey, thanks so much, Frank. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, good friend Frank Catalano. Always appreciate him jumping on, and I appreciate everybody watching this show today. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a little breather, and then I'm going to come back with Derek Gardner, and that's going to be at 6:15. So stay tuned for that. But as I always say, thank you for watching. To everyone, share this, like this, leave us a comment, leave us a DM. Hopefully we will see you somewhere out on the scene very soon. And I'll see you in the 15 minutes right here for episode 69.